Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, Dan.
How are you?
Oh, you hear me, mate? Cool.
Yeah.
I am good.
That's good. What it is when I go to click into the show, I have to use whatever microphone I'm using, I have to click OK on it. And I think that's what I did yesterday. I clicked OK and then I switched headphones.
Oh.
That doesn't work very well. So I think that's what happened. So this evening I left it alone.
Okay.
I got my good pair on, the pair that I like the best. So I'm glad they're working. So I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna tell everybody thanks to everyone that allows me to post in their groups or post my show in their groups. I've had a little bit of negative stuff come back today out of a group. They saying I'm advertising. I really don't quite understand. I mean, I'm advertising my show, yes, but that's how people follow the show, you know. But to the people that let me post in the groups, thank you all. There's too many to name, but y'all know who I'm talking about, each and every one of them. I wanted to tell them thank you because it does make it a lot easier when we're allowed to post in the groups.
Oh, yeah.
Some people follow the links, you know. And this one was ketamine something or another, and I'm not really into ketamine treatment anyway, so it's no big deal. They just need to understand that we're trying to help people, not advertise and make money. So, but you know, you can't fix stupid, so leave it alone.
No. Yeah.
We are going to start doing shows on MS, I believe, every Thursday night. I talked to Steven last night. There's another gentleman that Steven talked to but was supposed to call me this evening, but he hasn't called yet. So he might be waiting until after I get off air or something. But the MS community, man, is really coming together, and I love it. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
Wish we could get more of the other community. Sorry, I muted myself.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's laying right there in my lap and I hit it. You know, we need to learn from the MS community is all I got to say. Those people are the most passionate individuals I've ever ran across. And I've talked to many of them in the community. And they're just so willing to help and do their part. And that's what we need for everything. But we know we're not going to get it. But like I said last night, Wayne, we're going to move and try, you know, doing some different things. Like tomorrow night, we'll do spinal bifida. And I hope you do your homework on that one because I have not done it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. And see how they want to work with this. It's not really a question of working with this. It is, but it's not. They have to be willing to do shows and do their part in the community. That's what we're looking for. Lyme disease, man, I just pretty much give up on them. They just fight all the time. It's ridiculous. CRPS, we're hanging in there with CRPS. Arthritis, we're going to get to be doing that one here soon. So we're going to be doing a lot of things. But anyway, we'll get on with the show. This evening, as you know, we're talking about getting more help finding a cure instead of just being noticed and fighting for medication and all this riffraff. We really need to get focused on pushing for a cure. I know this is a very hard thing to do, and it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of effort. But it's something, Wayne, I believe that needs to be done, because I watched this past weekend Gracie Jean had her thing in the Midwest Pain Conference or whatever. And I see, you know, that stuff happening out west and other places. And I never see or hear anything being brought up about a cure. Never.
No.
I don't. I'm not saying that they're not trying to. I just don't see it, and I don't hear it. Therefore, to me, they're not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't have a problem at all with saying that they don't want to cure, you know, anything. There's too much profit to be made. You know.
Well. And yeah.
We know where it's going to come from, and unfortunately, it has to come from pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah,
they're the ones that have to do it.
Yeah, you know, I see people talking about the CDC and some of the things that they've changed. And I went to the CDC's website, and CDC releases guidelines for prescribing opiates for chronic pain. You know, I really don't see anything really bad here. I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, but again, we got to go further than that. I mean, we have to go for the cure. That's what we're wanting to do. And, you know, we have quite a few people that follow us on our show. And I'm very thankful for those folks. They're always writing me and telling, you know, giving me ideas for shows and so forth and so on. Very supportive. And I love that from each and every one of them. We just have to start coming together and really knuckling down, pushing for a cure. I'm not sure exactly what we need to be doing at this point besides writing a lot of letters and emails. I do know that that's a place to start. Awareness is a great thing, and we need to continue that as well. But awareness is not helping us. I mean, it can help us by making people aware of the disorders. Yeah, that can go a long ways, but I think we really need to be cracking down and writing some serious emails to our government and pharmaceutical companies and you know, everybody we need to write to.
Yeah.
Because when I say this, I don't know what other people is doing, okay, what they're doing for this. Mm-hmm. I don't see or hear of anyone fighting for a cure. I don't see it anywhere. And that's disgusting to me. I'm sorry. Yeah. It pisses me off. You know?
I think what's really sad is some of the best inventions that we've been getting are from 15, 16, 17-year-old kids that are in high school that are coming up with some of the best ideas, you know, in the industry. Why is it that we have to depend on, you know, these young teenagers as they're coming up through school? And a lot of these haven't even hit, you know, college yet. You know, these guys can do that, but of course they're just trying to help people. They're not actually trying to make $1 billion,
right?
But they shouldn't be any different for a drug company. It really shouldn't.
Sure. No, I agree. You know, I want to mention this real quick. I got some ointment from my doctor for my pain that I've been having in my legs.
Yeah.
Lidocaine ointment. Buddy, let me tell you something. Yeah, let me tell you something. This crap ain't no joke. It works. It works very well. It's very expensive. It's like, I think it was a little bit over $700 for three tubes, small tubes.
Wow.
Insurance. Yeah, insurance paid it. I only paid $7 and some change.
Wow.
But yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive, but it does work. And, you know, this show, I kind of want to do a little bit of everything on this show tonight. Mm-hmm. It is pushing for a cure, but there's a lot of things I'm going to talk about during this hour. Like this ointment, for instance. And instead of people sitting around and always I don't like using the word complain, because I know what the pain feels like. It hurts and it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm with that. But instead of people just constantly nagging on, you know, pain medication, or they're taking this away and they're taking that away, this is a prime example. It's a prime example that you can do other things to help with your pain. This is an ointment, and most insurance companies probably don't cover it because it is very expensive.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways, Wayne, there's a lot of ways on Medicare for people to get extra help.
Yeah.
And I don't think people know a lot about that. It's kind of a hidden secret. It's up to each individual state, to help with the Medicare. Like here in Florida, we don't have to pay for the secondary insurance. Like I have United Healthcare, and I don't have to pay for that. And actually, the state pays for the Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So, you know, we can. There's ways of doing it. Some states, or most states, have to pay for their Medicare. But if you make under a certain amount of money, the state can and will pick up your cost, and you can get a prescription plan that really works very well. You don't fall in a loophole. Any prescription that's filled, they pay for it.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, have to be, what do they call it? They have to be approved. But basically, all they need is your doctor to send a letter in or info to them why you need that medication, and it's approved.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that they deny stuff. There's some things has to be approved. You know, and I think that's part of what the problem is with a lot of folks. They don't know a lot about this insurance. It's very confusing. I don't know much about it.
Medicare insurance is really, I mean, you almost need a lawyer to get yourself through it. It's confusing as hell.
Yeah. But, you know, there is these other health insurance companies, Cigna, United Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Blue Cross of Florida. There's several different ones. But you have to pick which one best suits you.
Mm-hmm.
And for us being and having different disorders and different health problems, most of us need to see a couple of doctors every few months, you know. So
you have to
be careful, and you have to check them out and get the best one that fits for you. And don't hesitate to ask, because I know I was able to get help, extra help with the medical and the prescriptions. And, you know, that you have to make somewhere like $60,000 or more a year not to qualify for the help. So, I mean, I don't know if that's just here in Florida or if that's throughout United Healthcare everywhere for Medicare, the secondary, but most people, I would definitely check into that, because I don't know anybody on disability that makes $60,000 a year.
No.
If they do, I'm looking for a roommate.
Yeah.
Move on in and help me pay the bills.
Yeah, buddy up.
So go ahead.
As far as I've been able to tell, all the states differ so much.
Yeah.
You know, California is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to stay up with their state insurance, Cal something, I don't know what they call it, Medi-Cal or something.
Yeah.
And their website is a nightmare to navigate. I was trying to help a woman out there, and I spent 2 days just going through their website and trying to decide, you know, just kind of decipher this thing, and as far as what they were actually doing. I had actually, I think the CDC website made more sense. than Medi-Cal. This thing was just, you know, so you can, if you go through this step, you can see why people are so confused, because these are not made for a normal person to actually read and understand. I think these are made for more for a doctor to read, but they expect you know, normal people to read them. And we can't navigate that crap.
Right.
I mean, if you have 2 days to spend on it, yeah, but
yeah,
that's the problem with having the diversity of the states is nobody's uniform. You know, there's no uniformity in the healthcare anywhere. You could say, sure. Well, yes, we're all on, you know, disability insurance. Oh, yeah, but there's so many different things going from state to state that, no, it's not, you know, yes, you're on disability, but you're not on the same thing that somebody in Wyoming has or somebody in Minnesota. Everything is different. You know, right. You have to take, it will outrage you, it'll bore you, but you have to sit and go through their websites. You know, Minnesota, go to their, you know, it's like a family health and, you know, human services, whatever, you know, that will go with their Medicaid and their Medicare and go through it. And, you know, their menu, just go start going one by one, you know, and clicking down and reading everything in that one. And, you know, have lots of coffee because it'll bore you to death. But to catch these little things that are hidden, you know, I mean, you'll be reading along and all of a sudden you hit something that's, wow, really? I didn't know that these kind of things were offered. Well, no, because they have it so far hidden, you know, within their menu trying to find it is, you know, who's going to have that kind of, you know, patience to sit through there and do it? Well, there are crazy people like you and me that will, you know, that'll do it. But, you know, it does.
Not everybody does, though. Yeah.
No. And everybody should.
Yeah. You know, this goes with what we were saying the other night. You know, we have to be the ones to educate other people and doctors, everybody. I mean, it's shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. And, you know, we don't have much choice. If we want to make a difference, you know, there's things that we're going to have to do. I'm sitting here reading over this thing on the CDC releases guidelines for prescribing opiates for chronic pain. The biggest part of this, believe it or not, is the fact that people are getting their pain medication, selling it to other people, and those people are the ones that's dying from overdoses. And guess who gets blamed for it? Chronic pain patients. And the chronic pain patients get all irate over it. And and it's, well, it's kind of coming within the community. In my mind, you get prescription drugs and you sell them, you're just stupid. I'm sorry. Speak my mind. But I
don't know if I had talked to my doctor once about that. And, you know, she said that occasionally she would get these people that were, you know, would come into her office and she hadn't seen them before, you know, and she'd get their medical records and, well, yeah, they'd had different, you know, accidents along the way that could possibly, you know, be a continual, you know, pain issue, but, you know, no really firm background in it, no firm evidence. Then they would want pain medicines, you know, and they would be asking for the hardcore stuff. And, you know, she would go, I want to run some tests. Well, can't you give me some until, you know, until we do these tests? And that's when she was, you know, she said, well, you know, she would, you know, just kind of dismiss herself for a minute and go make some phone calls and find out that this person was, in fact, you know, going from doctor to doctor and getting prescriptions and, you know, had been arrested for selling them before. So, you know, these are just those scammers that try to make money off of it. I mean, a lot of it is that. I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think mm-hmm. somebody that, you know, I mean, when if you get your medications, what are the chances that you're going to go, I'm going to skip my medications and sell yeah. some of these to somebody?
Sure.
Yeah, and then tomorrow you're going to hurt like hell, you know, and mm-hmm. you're going to need what you just sold. I can't think of a whole lot of people that are going to do that.
No, it's more of the ones like you're talking about, the one that, you know, are not really having pain issues. They just want it so, you know, they can make some money. That's my opinion,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Because people with chronic pain, if they did that, they're very dumb. I will say that. I'm not going to hold back yeah. on that at all. I know I keep mine for myself because I need it. You know, we need it. It hurts. And yeah. and I understand all of that. We just need to turn our focus more on a cure and instead of just worrying about, I don't know, Wayne, it's so confusing to me because I see people trying to come off of some of this heavy duty pain medication and my heart goes out to them because it's not easy. I've had family member do it and I've seen what they went through and it's very sad. And most of these people have been put on heavy medication. They should have never been on that high of a medication to begin with. Yeah. In my personal feelings, you know, not saying that they didn't hurt. I know they hurt, but you know, do you really have to have the maximum dose of pain medication because you have some pain? No, you don't.
No.
That's why they make things like this ointment and, you know, other medications like the Nucynta that works for chronic pain and neuropathy pain, Gabapentin, you know. I mean, that's why they make these medications. And, yeah, they make money off of them, absolutely. Yeah. They make a killing.
Yeah.
But we have to have things to help us get through our pain. I mean, that's obvious. And I would never sit here and say, well, everyone just needs to quit their pain medication. That's not what I'm getting at. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the fact that we need to try to get off of it if we can find something else that's going to help us.
There's got to be something better, you know.
Sure.
You know, it's like, when was the last time anybody went to their doctor and said, is there anything new as far as, you know, treating what I have? You know, are there any advances that I should know about? You know, maybe I can get off of some of this crap if there's something, you know, that will help better. When was the last time anybody asked their doctor that? You know, I mean, we just go to the
most
office,
people don't.
Sit there and go, you know, go, yeah, okay. You know, yeah. I hurt there still, you know. Yeah, I'm taking this drug. And you know, they go, okay, well, here's your prescription, you know, see you in 3 months.
Yep.
And
me and my doctor,
extent of it.
Yeah, it is. Me and my doctor talk every time I go into him about what's going on with myself and, you know, the medication, is it working, and any side effects, so this and that. I ask him, you know, or he'll tell me, because nothing's new, still where we were last month. You know, but I'm one of the few, but most people don't. They don't say it. Again, you've got to be honest with your doctor. You got to communicate with them. It goes a long ways. And I'll sit here and tell anybody what they're doing for me, and people's going to say, there's no way. Yes, there's a way. It's good communication skills, for one. And two, you don't fail drug tests. I mean, you know, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
These, I get so upset when people want to start slamming doctors left and right. And it's like, okay, hold on a second. I'm not trying to defend doctors because I know a lot of them just don't care. Okay. Yeah. They're just in it to make money. But let me tell you something. There's a large number of doctors that care about what they do because them people work some serious hours a week, hours. They're doing it for the money, but they also have to give a little bit of care, or they wouldn't make it very far. I mean, it is, they wouldn't. People wouldn't go to them. People just need to back up a little bit and regroup their thoughts and get their priorities straight and start moving in the right direction.
Yeah,
I feel like that's very important in this community, and it's something that I'm going to say 90% of this community does not do. There's a very large percentage of people that do nothing but sit around and complain all day, every day. And it's like, don't people want to feel better? I do. I want to feel better. I enjoy feeling better. I don't know, Wayne. I just don't get it.
I really don't. Yeah, you're not on your way to death, you know. And if you're thinking that way, then I feel sorry for those people. I feel sorry for those people. You know, the people that are, I mean, we talked to so many of them that have been on the show. That, I mean, these people are excited about what they're learning. You know, and it's given them hope. It's given other people hope. You know, why would you want to sit there and just, you know, curl up in the fetal position and wait for death when you can actually get up and go? There's other people out there you can talk to that you can get hope from, you know, that no other treatments, you know, or if you just sit down and, you know, if you ask your doctor about, you know, is there anything new coming up? Well, I don't think so. Well, you know, the next time you're on the computer, could you look, you know, just kind of see if anything's coming up? And if you ask them really nice, they will. They might even give you a phone call a week later and say, hey, I found something. Or, you know, something might work a little bit better. You know, I want to try it. It doesn't hurt. You know, what could it possibly harm to just ask your doctor that? You know? You know, we are responsible for our own pain. You know, people need to learn that. You know, it's your pain is not my responsibility. I mean, you have to go to the doctor. You have to, you know, keep on them. To, you know, that's not working. I need to find something better. I'm not really into that, you know, heavy drug thing. What else is there? You know, but you have to stay on them. You want to get better, you have to really kind of do that. You can't wait for somebody to do it for you.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I just seen something. It's on Facebook, so I don't know how serious it is, but Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools nationwide. That's sick. I'm sorry, man. It just ain't right. It just is, and as I'm on, I know I'm off subject, but I just seen that, and I'm like, really? Of all things, take away from our kids even more. I don't know, Wayne. I don't know where this country's going, man. It's not going very well. That's for sure.
When it comes, you know, I did the military thing. You know, I did the oorah, shoot 'em up, da 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 da. You know, and after a while, it's like, okay, you shut up. I'm done with it, you know. You know, is that something that's going to make our kids better in school? No.
No, it's not.
Let's make our kids actually smart, you know.
Sure.
To me, it's like, you want to worry about something, worry about our kids passing, you know, math tests and actually being able to compete with other children of the world. As far as intelligence, you know, whether or not they can say the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not going to help them really learn more, nothing like that. But I mean, that's something that's been part of this country, Wayne, for many, many years. And to take that away, I just don't agree with. I mean, I just don't agree with it being taken away, period. From the country, from the people, from the kids. I mean, it's just not right in my mind. It's not. it's another stupid thing that he's done for this country, done in this country. It's just ignorant. There's so many more things out there to worry about, like people being sick with cancer or any kind of chronic pain or heart disease or kidney disease or whatever the case may be. Why don't they worry about stuff like that instead of worrying about taking something else away from our country? I mean, I just don't have no use for it at all. I'm sorry. I'm really fired up. I'm really fired up today. I'm sorry.
Let's worry about taking care of our servicemen, and actually, if you're actually making a pledge to your servicemen that, you're going to do this for them, how about carrying out on that? Or if you say you're going to make health care better for them, kind of carry out on that a little bit, Put going, you don't need it.
This country, this country's been screwed up for a long time.
Yeah. We have no priorities anyway, which is why you and I are doing this, is because we have no priorities,
Sure. I was out today and I have the handicap placard, of course. And of course, I sat in the van and my daughter went in the store. And me and my son sitting there, and I see this retired couple ride by, and they had their little handicap thing up in their window, and they immediately shoot over to us and give us a dirty look. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you giving me a dirty look? I'm legit. I am the owner of the vehicle. The tag's in my name, and so is the handicap placard. So I'm perfectly legal. But I get their point, and I know they're upset because they said, well, there's a younger couple sitting in a handicapped parking lot, probably using their parents' car. No, happened to be my car. But we see so much of that anyway. I mean, as well as I do, that happens every day, all day long. You go somewhere, and some young girl gets out of a car with a handicapped placard, and she runs in the store, and you're like, really? I can't run. We see it a lot, you see it a lot everywhere. It's like me, if me and you were pulling into the same parking spot and I knew that you had a harder time getting around than me, I'm gonna leave that handicapped spot for you, even though I have the right to park there. That's just the type of person I am. I'll move if somebody needs it worse than me, because that's the way we should be. Okay. Yeah. That's just manners and common sense is all that is, and respect for others. That's it. It's something that we were supposed to be born with. Not so sure that some people were, but the people and I blame the people of this country, not so much our leaders. A lot of people think, man, you're not right. If you think about it, we the people have allowed this to happen to our country. These people have made they've made the choices they've made, but we are the people that's put them in office. And if it didn't work the first time, why did we put them in the second time or the third time or the fourth time, depending on what it is? People got nobody to blame but themselves. They're quick to blame, I did. I mean, I just did a minute ago about the president. That's uncalled for. I'm sorry. It's uncalled for. Yeah. It's un-American, and it's no way to be. The tributes to the military before football games and baseball games and a lot of NASCAR and a lot of other things, to me, that's important. That's showing thanks to the military that's sacrificing their lives and their livelihood and their families to protect us and keep us safe. So why can't we take a few minutes?
When you find out that, the government is paying NASCAR and the NFL and all them.
Oh, sure.
You know, to recognize, you know, our military with their little pregame shows. You know, if I have to pay for our country to recognize them, then maybe there's something definitely wrong with our government. You know, a rah-rah before a football game is not going to help these servicemen. You know, not when you're rolling them out there in wheelchairs. You know,
yeah.
How about doing something actually good instead of, you know, giving the NFL $1 million so that, you know, they'll put on a couple shows for you a year. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. They definitely do need to do more for the military. I'm a big believer in that, man. I've always been like that. Guys and women sacrifice their life on a daily basis for us, you know? But we vote to people in office that don't do nothing. So, I mean, what do we do, man? I don't know. I need to get off of the politics stuff. Gonna make my anxiety get high. Or yawning, I'll get bored with it. But, you know, I want people to know, Wayne, and I want people to understand, and I'm going to keep saying this every single night if I have to. We all need to come together and fight for a cure. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not a big sentence. It's not complicated. It's very simple. We just need to come together and help find a cure. So simple. Finding the cure is not going to be simple, but the working together part, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Just getting people to do it, man. Getting them to do it.
Well,
it's very frustrating.
If you think about it, you know, we have, it was back around the 1900s. A guy figured out the combustion engine that would, you know, run forever. You just crank it up and away she'd go. But that the patent for that kind of disappeared. And, you know, we never heard from it again. And we're still on an engine that has to have fossil fuels to run. You know, is there a cure out there for most of the things that we have? I'm certain there is. I'm sure somebody's got it.
I believe that. I really do. Yeah.
But for them to, you know, make it worthwhile, you know, if you're going to turn around, you know, $20 billion a year in profits, you know, so that you can offer up a cure, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're, if you're a company and that's how you make your money, it's going to be hard to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm going to say something, and this is going to probably piss off a lot of people. At this point, I really don't care. I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to disrespect people. But there is organizations out here right now in the chronic pain community that are knocking down some big bucks off of us. And all they're doing is having their little conferences and this and that, and ain't a damn thing getting done.
Yeah.
Stop spending your money and start putting it where it needs to be for a cure. It's plain and simple. I'm getting tired of the BS, Wayne. I'm going to be honest. I am tired of it. I see it all the time. And I'm like, okay, you guys are going to stay in a fancy Nancy hotel for 3 days over the weekend. The thing's done on a Saturday or a Friday night, and y'all stay Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Y'all eat at these big high-dollar restaurants. Who's paying for that?
Yeah. Oh,
Who's paying for that?
Everybody.
Say right now who's paying for it. Anybody that's making a donation to their cause is paying for it.
Yep.
And it's absolutely disgusting. And I'm tired of sitting back, watching it happen. I'm taking a giant leap forward, and I hope my people are with me, because if not, I'm going on. I'm not stopping here. I'm not. Yeah. I don't mean to come across as being rude. I'm not trying to be rude, Wayne. I'm just really sick of watching the BS that goes on in this community. There's no help. You know, well, we're going to have these speakers and those speakers. What are those speakers doing? I can do the same thing they're doing. Pay me.
Oh, yeah.
Pay me. I'll do it.
If you want to have a big conference and you've got the CEOs of a lot of the big pharmaceuticals and you have them on a spit over a fire, you know, and you're working on negotiations for getting a cure, hey, I'm behind you and I will donate to you. If you don't have those CEOs in there all, you know, getting them over to Kohl's, go home.
Yeah.
You don't need to play golf that badly.
Sure. Not on my time. I don't support it. I'll be right. I'll be straight up honest. I do not support it. I will not. I will not be a part of it. You know, there's too many sick people out here. Wait, when I want to say sick people, people with chronic pain disorders. Okay. We're ill. We're sick. We're ill. Every one of us. We have a disorder. Some maybe more than others. We need the help.
Yeah.
Okay. We need the help. We need the cure. We don't need to be sending $50 a month to this organization while they sit at home in their big fancy house with their 90-inch TV with 5 laptops. We're going to be doing a conference this weekend, so-and-so. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Find a cure. Impress me. Work with me and help find a cure. That's what I want. And I hope people blow up my phone and blow up my email and my private message, because I am more than willing to talk to every single one of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have an organization who just helped 10 people today, and I mean, they seriously help people, you know, and tomorrow they've got 15 more in the works that they're going to do something for, you know, and they're making a change in these people's lives. Oh, bless every one of you. I mean, you're doing a great job, but if you're not doing that, you're just talking about doing a good job.
Yep.
Hey, I could do that. Send me all the money you want. I'll tell you all the great things that I want to do for you. And I'll tell you, you just wait at home and for me to actually do something, because chances are it's never going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
But... too many things are a scam anymore.
Yep.
You know,
big time, man.
For a way to make money.
Big time, dude. You know, and I'm over it, brother.
I don't
even
want to get on to these, you know, big time TV preachers that, you know, can go out and buy a $40 billion jet because God wants them to fly better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I don't have that champagne in between church, you know, services, I'm going to be in a bad mood when I get there.
You know. God's going to punish me for that. Same thing in the chronic pain community. And people are just being stupid. They're being stupid to keep funding these organizations that ain't doing nothing for nobody.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh, they put out their brochures. Okay, whoop-dee-doo-dah. What does your brochure say? The same thing I talk about almost every day. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with it. I'm moving on. We're going to keep doing the show. We're going to keep trying to help people. If we've got one person or we've got 5,000, we're moving on. We're helping people.
Yeah.
We're going to work with the MS community and do shows with them. We're going to keep... you know, doing different shows. I'm going to try to just keep putting them together as we go along. And, you know, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And I'm hoping that we're making a difference with people. I hope people understand. I hope you're not upset with me for speaking my mind this evening, but this is something I've sat back and watched. And, you know, I finally just got fed up with it. And I said, you know what? Here it is, folks. I'll lay it right out on the table for you. Here it is. Because nobody pays for this show. I pay for it. I have people volunteer to help me with that, and I'm very thankful. But I don't have to answer to no one. I don't have to answer to these big organizations. They don't want to work with me because I'm a little guy. I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, that group that I was in earlier, the ketamine group, ketamine club or whatever it's called, got a bunch of my friends in there, and they didn't like the way I was treated. And I'm telling you now, they didn't like it because they know it was wrong. They left a rude-ass comment on my post, which was uncalled for. All you have to do is private message me and tell me in a nice way, and everything's fine. But when you want to do that to me, don't forget, I got airwaves, and I can talk to a lot more people than your 300 and something that's in your group. So, karma bites you in the ass, I'll tell you. And I was treated very wrong, and it really upset me because I didn't do anything to deserve that. I wasn't trying to sell nothing. Just posted my show, and I like I told them in a private message, I'm sorry that you all don't want the help that you and your group must know so much about chronic pain disorders, but yet I have not seen nothing but misleading information in your group. Have a nice evening. God bless. That was the end of my conversation.
Yeah. I don't worry about what, you know, if I upset somebody, okay, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've seen my page. I don't worry about upsetting somebody, you know?
Right.
I tell people right up front. I mean, there's this little thing, it's called unfriend, you know?
Yeah.
If I say something that you don't like, use that little option, and then you don't have to listen to me anymore, you know?
Yep.
You can never say, well, I don't know how Wayne feels about something. Oh, yes, you do. You don't know how I feel, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't hold back.
Yeah, I even on the show, I'm going to tell you what I think, and you know,
sure.
Well, if you don't like it, I can't even say I'm sorry because this is my
opinion. I find that hard.
That's how I feel, you know. And if you think that I say something harsh, well, I'm not saying it to hurt anybody. You know, because what I want is for people to, in the end, to go, hey, you remember back when I had CRPS? And this is an actual something that you're actually saying. Do you remember back when I had a CRPS? I would love that. I would love to hear that in conversations on Facebook. Remember back when I had cancer? Remember back when, you know, when I had MS? Oh, I could not. That would probably make me happier than anything. You know. Yeah. So if you're going to take offense over something I said, this is what I want. You know.
Sure.
And I want to get people there. You know. But there's things that we've learned to do, like with our doctors. You know, that works. It's we've done it with more than one doctor. We know this. You know, we've done the homework, so you know, we know that, you know, you can go find answers here, you know. We're trying to actually help people, you know. And if we say, go piss off your congressman, we'll go do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the thing about the show. We have quite a few people that follow us and listen to our shows. A lot of them listen to them later at night because they're usually doing something or something going on around this time. Yeah. But, you know, they respect what we say, Wayne, and how we feel about things. You know, we speak our minds. We don't hide things. And to me, that's very important. You know, it's like I said, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat things. I mean, it is what it is. I am so aggravated that people just don't. It's not that they don't get it because they do get it. They're stuck with these organizations and these people that have told them for so long, oh yeah, we're doing this and we're doing that. I just don't see what they're doing. And these people are stuck with them, and, you know, and that's fine. I mean, that's their choice, but people that follow us tend to agree with a lot of what we say, and they know what I'm talking about this evening. And I had a lot of a lot of remarks, you know, hey, I'm glad you're doing this show. This is what we need. We need people to be called out and to say it like it is. They're not doing anything for this community. They can say they are all they want to. I don't see a bit of proof of what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're raising awareness. You can stand on the road and hold a sign.
Good.
You can stand out in the street with a sign and raise awareness. I mean, that's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Raising awareness is not hard at all. And I'm not saying stop that. We need to continue to raise awareness. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we need to start turning our focus where it really needs to be, and that's on finding cures.
Yeah.
That's where our attention needs to go. And I say that all the time, and I'm not going to change. Not going to change my feelings on that one.
Yeah, but it's still something that we have to do it as a group, you know. And I can't stress that anymore. I mean, I know you have stressed it. You know, you have to do it as a group. You know, and I don't mean just you and me or 20 people or 50 people. Right. We need to get into the millions. You know, to where you can no longer be ignored. We're being ignored right now because we're not making noise. And as long as we're not making noise, they don't have to pacify us. Why? Yeah. You know, we're not that important. You know, unless we start jeopardizing their job and their money trails, you know, then no. We're not going to make a bit of difference, and we have to start making a difference.
Sure,
we do.
I've been on Brian's case here lately to get our commercial done. I told him, I said, we're tired of talking for a continuous hour. He's working on it. He said, I told him today, I said, you need to hurry up.
We have to kind of wait for a break in between each other's talking so that we can get something in. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, he was not feeling well for about a week. So he's just bouncing back from that. So I know it's taking him some time, and I appreciate his help. I just like giving him, I'm going to yawn now. Excuse me.
Wow, you're late. 8:52.
I made it to 8:52.
Yeah.
I even got up early this morning too. Well, I say early, 9 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah. 9:30. Hey, for some people, my wife gets up at 4:30, so
hey, there you go.
She's like, get up with me. I'm like, No. I got up at 4:30 for many years, and I do not miss getting up at 4:30.
I hated being in a suit before the sun even came up. No, that drove me nuts.
Yeah, that's not good.
I do
miss work though. I really do. I wish I was able to work, but I get, you know, it. That's what we were talking about last night: anxiety and depression. Some days it really kicks me, and it's like, I wish I was really working. And other days I'm like, I'm kind of glad I don't have to do that anymore. But it's not fun sitting at home, I'll tell you. It's not. It gets boring very fast.
It kept my mind so sharp, you know, because I had to have 1,000 things going on in my brain at one time. So, yeah, as far as that, I mean, the mental sharpness was, you know, but I would be standing someplace in one spot for an hour, you know, and that was me to, you know, I'd want to run out of the room screaming, you know, and just leave people sitting there wondering what the hell was wrong with him, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like me. I couldn't work because I drove trucks for over 21 years. And that was considered my trade because with SSI, you have to be about 15 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And with the nerve stimulator, I'm not supposed to drive with it on. That's a law. or DOT law or whatever. So I had to give up driving. It's what I've done for 21 years. So, you know, there wasn't much else I could do. Then I have the COPD, so I really can't be out in the heat. I can't be in extreme cold. I can't be around any kind of, you know, dusting chemicals and a lot of chemicals and stuff. I can't be around. So, yeah, it made it hard. But I'm adjusting to it. It's just I'm the type of person I've always been on the go. And since I got injured, I haven't been able to go like that. So that's it's taken a toll on my mind, you know.
Yeah.
And now we know how retired people feel. They work 40, 50 years, and boom, they stop.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, what are we going to do now?
Yeah. Well, my grandfather worked for the railroad for 33 years, and he retired, and then he went to work with my uncle logging, and he worked almost 25 years with him, and then retired again. You know, and I don't think, well, he was retired for about 3 years before he died.
Yeah.
You know, and he was in his 80s, you know.
Wow, so he didn't even get to enjoy his retirement.
Oh, no. Well, at 70, he was in his 70s, and he was still going up the, you know, in topping the trees off, you know, and he'd beat the youngsters up there. So, you know, he was a very, very fit man, but no, he didn't get to any chance to actually enjoy retirement, but he really enjoyed what he did. So, you know, sometimes retirement will kill you. So,
keep
doing this. We have something to do.
We'll just keep trucking right along. We're going to continue. We're going to keep going, and we're going to find a way. And I think about this every day, and I do. I think about it. I try to work on different things to find a way to present to our local government, even Washington for that matter, to really push for cures. But I know there's a lot of disorders, Wayne, but I'm going to be honest. I think if they could come up a cure for either MS, CRPS, fibro, probably any of those, I really believe, because they're so much alike, I really believe that cure probably would work for all of them. So I don't know for sure. Okay. I'm not a doctor, but they're very close to being the same thing. They're so close. If the cure wouldn't work for all of them, they would be like really close to have the cure for all four if they just found one cure for one.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Of them are neurological, that it has to be, you know, has to be some link in there somewhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that would take away looking for a cure for four or five disorders or maybe even more if found one. So, you know, I mean, I think it's within reason. We just have to get our hands out of our ass and get with each other and work it out and go from there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all that hard. We shall see, you man. Well, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
We are the timer. The timer kicked in and muted me.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 seconds and they muted me. But excuse me, we'll be on tomorrow night. We're going to do the spinal bifida. I haven't done that show yet. I haven't worked it up. If I don't do it tonight, I'll do it to send it to you in the morning. You'll have it before noon. So we will have it. We'll do that Thursday night. Steven will be on 2 hours for MS. And I'm so grateful for them, people, and glad to work with them. So, Wayne, I will talk to you tomorrow evening, my friend.
All righty.
All right. Good night, everyone.
I will be there. Okay.
Good night, everyone.